This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Look, be part of the conversation, be part of the solution. Just be involved and be engaged. Really, seriously. You know, I mean, there's so many other shows you could be watching. I get it. And if you don't want to be, you know, you don't want to call in, that's fine. If you want to send me a text message, that's fine. If you want to get in one of the chat rooms, we have one on the website. We have one on the on Facebook. It's just a million ways for you to get engaged and involved. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. We're going to talk about your tax issues up front. You know, everybody waits until, you know, April, just before April, or, you know, they're coming into February and March, and it's like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? How am I going to do? You know what? Don't wait. Get some of the information now. And I got a lot of good feedback when I had Dan Pillar on the show. I've had him on the show several times. I'm going to have him on some more. But going through just the basics of what you need to know. All right? I'm loving it. And again, I'm not happy that police officers got shot in Philadelphia. I'm not happy what's going on. But the lunacy, this isn't even hypocrisy. This is just brain death at its finest. You're actually seeing brain dead people, zombies, speak out. And you're talking about stricter gun laws. Philadelphia has some of the strictest gun laws. You really think these drug dealers, these thugs, these thieves, do you think they went to a proper gun shop to buy their gun? You think they went through all the proper background checks? Are you serious? Oh, God, that kind of stuff just makes me crazy. So from our buddies, Jeff Dunnett's over at Lid Blog. That's lidblog.com. Because some of you think I'm saying a lib. I'm not. Lid, you know, like the hat, lidblog.com. Got a video up there you got to check out yourself. And the whistleblower over Google decided to turn in his laptop with over 1,000 pages of internal documents to the DOJ. Let's see if something comes out of this. It's really interesting how when Obama got in office, short time after he got in office, people felt empowered, on the left anyway, to start tearing up the right. Look at all the things that took place once Obama was in for a while. I mean, you know, people stopped talking about all the police violence. How many cops were shot under Obama? You know, there was almost an entitlement program that you could get away with a lot under the Obama administration. And as a good attorney would do, I'm allowed to go down that road because they open up the road and say, because it's Trump's administration, Trump's DOJ, the killing of Epstein is on Trump's hands. So if that's the case, then there's so much we can lay at the feet of Obama, can't we? And it's not a what if, it's a reality. You can't use guidelines for one that you refuse to use on the other. And things are about to get really hot in Silicon Valley. And it ain't got nothing to do with climate change on this one. Sarah Carter, an investigative reporter at Project Veritas, and others are reporting, thanks to a whistleblower, that we may have some evidence now in hard writing to hold Google accountable for skewing of the results. You know, we just found out tonight, or actually we kind of known about it, but we've been able to prove it recently, that Google, with the group that I'm in, has throttled down our traffic, squelched us, whatever the word that makes you comfortable to use, by almost 80% since 2017. That means that conservative sites, conservative bloggers, conservative commentators, their website traffic has taken a nosedive. Now, what's really funny is you can call out one or two hardcore liberals that may have been shut down for whatever reason. I'm sure it's not the same. But not like conservatives have. Like 100-1. That's how bad it is, right? And Google claims it doesn't do it. Facebook claims, well, now I think they're saying they actually do it. Right? And they've been doing it. We know they've been doing it. We can prove they've been doing it. I told you with us, when it came to Twitter especially, we were able to prove that Twitter was shadow banning us because I had 4 accounts on Twitter. I'm sending stuff out. I'm not even getting it. And you know what? I'm following me in several places. I can't get it. So don't tell me they weren't doing it. But a former Google insider claiming the company created algorithms to hide its political bias within artificial intelligence, in effect targeting particular words, phrases, contexts to promote, alter, reference, or manipulate perceptions of the internet content. Right? He delivered just under 1,000 pages of documents to the Department of Justice Antitrust Division on Friday. Now, the insider, who had previously had only been interviewed by Project Veritas in the dark, has now gone public. Right? Zachary Voher, as it looks like, decided to go public after receiving a letter from Google and after he says Google allegedly called the police to perform a wellness check on him. Yeah, sure. These days, Russia is getting blamed for everything. Oh, by the way, you do know, if you go to my website, I have shirts that say, they're red and black. They say, Russia made me do it. Let's jump on the bandwagon. Help support the show. It's a way to help us stay on the air in certain areas because it costs money to put the show on. Right? So there's a whole bunch of ways to help out. You can buy the cup. You can buy the shirts. Head up to the website. Really, support the show if you really like the show. So Russia's getting blamed for everything, and while people like Voorhees incident have nothing to do with the Russians, Google seems to be using the old KGB strategy to label these whistleblowers as mentally ill. You watch how this plays out. We'll talk more about this later on. Dan Pilla joins me after the break. Want to know about your tax issues? Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Welcome to Real Title, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5... See, that's real music. That's real rock and roll. Not that stuff that they've been playing and telling you it's real rock and roll. They're lying to you. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just truly being part of the conversation. Look, head over to the website after the show or after the break. Okay, don't do it while people are talking, because then I think you just don't care. And you don't get the information. You can't pay attention. All right? I mean, it's really that simple. You just can't pay attention. Joe Bazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, before you get in trouble, before you have a tax issue, before you're not filling out your receipts right or tracking your mileage or doing whatever. Don't you think you should get some information ahead of time? It's kind of where my head's at. So when I met this guy and I first started talking to him, I was amazed at his experience, what got him into this. And, you know, he's not one of those guys who was born with a silver spoon in his mouth and you know, he went into this because dad was doing it and his dad was doing it. He went into it because he really wanted to help people. So Dan Pillow joins me, and I'll let him speak for himself, really.
We talk about this stuff on a regular basis. You guys are always asking me questions about taxes. I am the wrong guy to ask about taxes, okay? I mean, seriously, you got to go to specialists for this kind of stuff. And if you're one of those people, no matter what it is, you know, I told you the story the other night. I keep getting these, for a couple of business entities I have at another address, I keep getting these letters from the IRS, and they used to scare the crud out of me. And then I started opening them, and for some odd reason, they keep changing my address on their own. And they're just telling me they're changing my address. But the fact that I was afraid to even look inside those envelopes tells you something about that wonderful government agency. But the guy that knows more than anybody else about this for three decades, Dan Pillow, has been a national leader in taxpayers' rights defense, IRS abuse prevention and cure, regarded as one of the country's premier experts in IRS procedures. I've asked him to come on, put us at ease so you don't have to keep taking those meds you're taking every time you think about paying your taxes. Dan, thanks for being with me.
Hey, my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is one of those things, and you know, you've been in this business for a long time. People, when you talk about the IRS or they think about dealing with the IRS or even opening up that letter, like I was saying, it is just devastating, almost like a bad horror movie, right? I mean,
people are very intimidated by the IRS. They're intimidated by the system. They're obviously intimidated by the agency's power. The IRS has more collection powers than any other creditor, you know, certainly in this country for sure. And people don't know how it works. People think the IRS can do anything it wants to do, and people think they have no rights or no powers when it comes to dealing with the IRS or fending off the agency. And none of that's true, but you know, most people don't know it. In fact, you know, a couple of years ago, the National Taxpayer Advocate did a survey on taxpayers' rights, and she asked a representative number of taxpayers, you know, two simple questions. Number one, do you realize you have rights as a taxpayer? And number two, you know, do you know anything about them? And fewer than 50% of the people answered, fewer than 50% of the people that answered said they had that they didn't believe they had any rights, and of the folks that said they did think they have any rights, you know, only less than 25% of them could name, you know, any particular right that they had when dealing with the IRS. So yeah, the level of ignorance is profound, and that's why people end up getting run over. That's the reason.
Well, Dan, it's one of those places where even when you call the IRS and, you know, we've done this over the years from time to time, even the person on the other end of the phone who gets paid to be an IRS employee doesn't have all the answers for you. So how is, you know, lowly Joe Messina going to try to move through their you know, the IRS procedures or any of that stuff to get real answers, to get real help? Because if I make a mistake, it's on me, not the person on the other end of the phone. How do we get informed?
Well, that's very true, Joe. I mean, the fact of the matter is that when it comes to the underlying tax liability, the IRS is not bound by the advice it gives people. You can get penalties and interest canceled if you rely on erroneous IRS advice, but the taxpayer's got the burden of proof to show that they got the advice from the IRS in the first place. The short answer to your question when it comes to taxpayers' rights, you know, that's why I've been writing books for over 40 years, to help people know what their rights are when they're dealing with the IRS, and to make sure that people understand what they can do to stand up to the agency legitimately and properly and effectively.
Yeah, and Dan, people do have, the IRS has been painted as this big beast, and as you say, you know, they make a statement, you have to follow that statement, you have no way to push back, you have no way to fight back. But that's not true. They are a regular agency. There are ways that you can I don't want to say get them to play ball with you, but play ball in a civil manner, correct?
Well, but I think your first comment was correct. I mean, the fact of the matter is, You've got so many rights when you're dealing with the IRS, depending on the situation that you're in, whether it's an audit, an appeal, a collection situation, that you can get the IRS to play ball with you. There just isn't any question about it. But you have to know what those rights are and how to use them and when they apply and so forth. And that's, you know, that's again, this level of ignorance that we've been talking about, that people just don't, you know, they just don't have the information they need to deal with this agency on an effective basis.
Right. Let's just go through some. Well, first of all, people hear your commercials, I'm sure, all the time, but they don't know anything about Dan Pilla. I mean, we hear companies come and go on a regular basis. You've been around for a while.
Sure.
How do I know you weren't a shoe salesman 3 weeks ago? Tell people about who you are and how long you've been at this.
Well, yeah, I've been at this for more than 40 years, and I got started in the late 1990s as a result of problems that my father had with the IRS. He had a small business in our hometown of St. Paul, Minnesota. Actually, I got started in the late 1970s, Joe, not 90s, 70s. Geez, I'm dating. I'm really dating. So anyway, he had a small business here in our hometown of St. Paul, Minnesota. Got behind on his employees with holding taxes, and in 1974, the IRS padlocked the doors and auctioned his equipment off for a couple cents on the dollar. And then in 1978, now we're talking about, the IRS turned their attention to our family home and they tried to seize and sell it for the back tax liability. And that's when I got started. I got started just strictly as a matter of desperation, trying to help my family solve that problem. And I remember I came home one day and my mom was sitting at the kitchen table with an envelope in her hand from the IRS, and she hands me this letter. And she says, "What do you make of this?" And I read it and I said, "Well, it looks like they're going to try to seize the house." And she says, "Well, you know, what do we do about it?" Of course, I had no idea what to do. I was about 19 years old at the time. But what I did do is I went over to the local law school law library just on the edge of downtown St. Paul. I started fumbling around in the Internal Revenue Code, not even knowing what I was looking for. And I literally stumbled onto a section of the tax code that deals with taxpayers' rights issues and limits the power of the IRS, and I start reading in that code section. And I didn't get six pages into it, Joe, and discovered that the IRS was proceeding illegally to seize my parents' home, and so I did what any 19-year-old would do under the circumstances.
Now, wouldn't you want him on your side? Just digging and getting the information. Joe, we'll see your house. You'll listen. Come back. More Dan Pilla after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Illinois, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged Democrats to work to defeat President Trump and take the Senate in 2020. She said public sentiment is behind background checks for gun purchases, despite Senate leader Mitch McConnell's stalling tactics.
Moscow Mitch says that he is the Grim Reaper. Imagine describing yourself as the Grim Reaper, that he's going to bury all this legislation. Well, we have news for him. All of this legislation is live and well in the general public.
There's a standoff in Philadelphia after a gunman barricaded himself inside a home. Commissioner Richard Ross said his department is trying to defuse the situation.
Multiple attempts to talk to him by myself and others, trying to assure him that I'm out front, you know, and that he has the highest assurance he's not going to be harmed when he comes out.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. But the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I don't want to waste your time or run short. Let me get back to it. Dan Pilla joins me to talk about your taxes, your issues, and how to make sure you don't get caught or snagged by just a stupid little IRS rule.
Once you go there now, you go there after the show. TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com. Dan Pillar is my guest tonight. He's for three decades, Dan has been the nation's leader in taxpayers' rights. Yeah, and listen, I go through all this, but the biggest claim to fame for me right now, at 19 years old, he went up in front of a tax judge. God, this man has got guts. Dan, thanks for being with me tonight.
Hey, my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
All right, so you were telling me the story about how, you know, your family was having an issue with taxes, the family business was having an issue with taxes, and you went in front of a tax judge at 19 years old and basically said, hey, what they're doing is wrong.
Yeah. I filed the lawsuit. As I said, I found myself in federal court in Minneapolis in front of a federal judge, and I was trying to stop the IRS from taking that property, and so I make this little Mickey Mouse speech to the judge about the IRS, you know, ought to not be able to get away with this. And when I was finished, this Justice Department attorney stands up and he starts blathering to the judge about court cases this and statutes that. And I had no idea what this guy was talking about. And I'm not sure he did either, but I sure as heck didn't. But the thing is, when he was done, he went on for about 15 or 20 minutes. When he was done, the judge looked at him and pointed at me and said, he's right. And he slammed the gavel, and I thought, well, this is easy. And so I was able to shut that seizure down. Now, here's the thing: in between the time that my dad lost his business in 1974 when he got in trouble with the IRS, actually a couple years before that. And the time that we were in that courthouse, 1978, 79, now that happened, my dad got involved in the tax protester movement. I know you know who these people are, that they claim the taxes aren't constitutional and they're illegal and they don't apply to U.S. citizens. All of this stuff, you know, and you can plead the Fifth Amendment, just on and on with this stuff that doesn't work, right?
But
these people, what happens is people gravitate to these arguments when they're in trouble with the IRS and they're desperate and they see no other hope. And that's what happened to my dad. He got sucked into these things as some sort of a way to solve the problem. Well, in many cases, it just makes it worse, made it worse in my dad's case. Anyway, the point is, Joe, that the courtroom was packed that day with about 100 people. Most of them were my dad's tax protester buddies, all of whom had IRS problems. So by the time I got home to my mother's house, they were lined up at the door. And they said, can you help me with my tax problem? And I said, sure, baby, I'm undefeated. Let's go here. And so it was an instant practice. I was immediately involved in the most egregious kinds of tax collection cases that there were at the time. And you know, I cut my teeth on these kinds of things, levies and seizures and these serious audits. And this is where I learned how to deal with it, and I approached every single question exactly the same way that I approached my mother's case by accident. All right, but I stumbled onto a little formula that I used and I still use, and that is, I asked two questions: what is the IRS doing in this case? What does the law allow them to do? And I find that the answers to those two questions are different in 50% of the cases. That is, half the time the IRS is not following the rules, its own rules, its own procedures, when they're trying to deal with people and trying to collect taxes. The IRS is cheating blind half the time.
Wow. But do you think that, okay, in all honesty now, do you think that some of the IRS employees, as I said earlier, on the other end of the phone, or even some of the auditors, just simply really don't know what they're doing? I mean, it'd take you 20 years to learn the IRS code, wouldn't it?
Oh, there's no question about it. There's roughly 85,000 coming up on 90,000 IRS employees, and I would say that most of those employees are not interacting with taxpayers directly,
right.
But obviously a good deal of them are. They're auditors, tax collectors, phone people, and so on. A great number of support folks as well that never interact with the public. But the point is, most of those people are just trying to do their job. But the ones that are interacting with taxpayers, too many of them don't know what they're doing. They don't know what the law is, and they don't care. I mean, that's the other problem, is they don't care. And so this is why it's so important for people to understand what the law is and what their rights are when they're dealing with the IRS, because you can't ever count. And this is another point that the taxpayer advocate made in the study that I referred to before the break, where I talked about all of her analysis of people's opinions about their rights. She also points out that the IRS very rarely explains taxpayers' rights to people, even though they're supposed to do it. The IRS has got a publication called Publication 1 that's supposed to tell you what your rights are. It's only two pages, Joe.
I know.
It's 2 8.5 by 11 pages. It's a joke. It's a farce. I mean, just for example, one of the most important rights you have as a citizen when dealing with the IRS is the right to challenge penalties. The IRS issues 35 to 40 million penalties against taxpayers every single year, and every single penalty provision of the tax code can be canceled if you can demonstrate that you acted in good faith and based on a reasonable fault cause for your actions, and you didn't deliberately disregard IRS rules. They don't say not one word about that right in Publication 1. Not a single word.
Yeah, I read that a couple of times. You're right. It's two pages. You're often curious when you see things that come down from the IRS. You hop on their website. First of all, it's almost impossible to find anything on there. But when you do find stuff, like I said to you earlier, you start reading through this and you say to yourself, my God, I can't understand this terminology. I don't know. You talked about double negatives. You might as well shoot me in the head at that point. It's over, because I don't get it. All right.
Yeah, it's very difficult, which is frankly, one of the reasons why my material has been so popular, never mind effective, but popular for so long, is because I write it in street terms, so to speak. I treat the reader as if they know nothing about the federal income tax laws. I take the reader from the bottom rung of the ladder, one step of the way, all the way up, and all the way through without legalese, without the mumbo jumbo, so that you, with clear illustrations and examples, so you can see exactly how this stuff works.
Listen, people, write, get a pencil. If you're driving, don't reach for a pencil. You write this down now. 800-553-6458. That's 800-553-6458. Or go to taxhelponline.com. You can get Dan's book there, and there's a lot of information in the book. It's easy reading, I'm telling you. And again, I tell you all the time on the show, you got to get informed. You have to go to the experts, and you have to get informed. You cannot shoot from the hip. Dan, you were talking about those. It's funny. I've got a couple of my friends that are in that group that the IRS is illegal, and you shouldn't pay the taxes, and you shouldn't. And it says, you know what? Then don't pay the taxes. I'll watch. I'll watch what happens. And when you're sitting in jail, you can scream, you're illegal, and I don't have to pay you. It doesn't work that way, you know? So,
well, no, it doesn't work that way. And here's the reality, Joe. The fact of the matter is, even those folks that take that stand that you know, just aren't going to pay their taxes or file their returns or whatever, the fact is most of them aren't going to end up in jail because you know, the IRS – when you're dealing with the IRS in a civil environment where it's a dollars and cents fight, right? They want to disallow this deduction or disallow that deduction or try to collect money from you. They say you owe. That's civil. There's no risk of going to jail in that situation. In the civil environment where the vast overwhelming majority of taxpayers will always function dealing with the IRS has no burden of proof. They never have to prove you did it wrong. You have to prove you did it right. All right. And this is one of the struggles that people have is how do you meet the burden of proof? However, if they accuse you of a crime, then that's different. They have to prove the case, and they have to prove to a jury beyond a reasonable doubt that you deliberately set out to evade the payment of your taxes, not just made a mistake, not just did something wrong, but you had the criminal intent of evading your taxes. And that's a pretty difficult burden of proof. And so there's you know, you got a better chart. You really have a better chance of being eaten by a shark than you do of going to jail for a tax crime. But here's what the reality is. If you don't file your tax returns and you don't pay your taxes, you don't report your income, the IRS can file a return for you. It's called a substitute for return. And they do it all the time. And so if you don't file your tax returns, the IRS is going to look for your wage income, W-2s or 1099s. Well, what if you don't have any wage income? What if they're self-employed? Okay, then what they use are Bureau of Labor Statistics, where they'll say, well, Joe Smith over here is a plumber, and plumbers in Minneapolis, they make $68,000.
You give guys like that with a mic, and they never stop, huh? Right? Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more Dan Pilla on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now. 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look at, I don't want to be the guy that says, got tax problems? Here's how we can help. How about this? How about you don't have tax problems? You want to make sure you're not going to have tax problems? How about we do something here to make sure you don't have them? Dan Pilla joins me. He's for three decades, he's been the nation's leader in taxpayer rights, defense, and IRS abuse prevention and cure. He's regarded as one of the country's premier experts in IRS procedures. I got to tell you something. The man started, this is something I'm never going to forget. He started at 19 years old. He got in front of a tax judge. That takes a very thick spine. Dan, thanks for being with me today.
Well, it's my pleasure, Joe.
Yeah. And you were a print, jockey before that. And Dan,
well, I was a kid working in his dad's print shop.
Yeah.
You know, as I said, it got seized in 1974. At that time, I was about, I suppose, 14 or so, right in there, 14, 15. It was either ninth, or probably ninth grade or so is about when that happened. And you say, you know, thick skin to do this. And Joe, listen, I didn't know what I was doing. This is the thing. I filed that lawsuit just following basically cookbook formulas that I found in the books in the law library. I didn't know that you could stop the IRS, that you couldn't stop it. You know, the prevailing attitude is you can't stop the IRS. They can do anything they want. Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know you couldn't stop the IRS. So I thought, well, of course I'm going to file this lawsuit. What could go wrong? And that's what I did, and I was able to stop them. It was my ignorance that pushed me ahead, not fearlessness. It was ignorance. But that doesn't have to drive the decisions that your listeners make. You're not making decisions out of ignorance now. You're making decisions from a position of power because now we know exactly what works and what doesn't work.
Dan, did your dad ever look at you and say, son, are you sure?
Actually, here's the other fascinating part of the story. After the IRS seized my dad's print shop, he went back inside. So they got the red seizure notices on the doors, and he thought, well, who do they think they are? They aren't going to stop me. So he went back inside and started, doing whatever it was he was doing in there, and they arrested him while he was in there. And they charged him with the federal crime of rescuing seized property, and that was several months after they locked it up, he went back inside. But he then eventually, three, four years later, went to trial on the charge. I was a senior in high school, actually, when they went through the trial of his allegation of rescuing seized property. Of course, he was convicted of that. It was a cinch conviction because they seized it and he was inside. So end of story there. He ended up doing 9.5 months in federal prison. And that's when they tried to seize the house. So when I got the injunction, Joe, my dad was actually in jail over all this.
Oh, wow. God bless you, man. That's amazing. All right, so let's the average Joe, pardon the term, right? So the average Joe taxpayer, you know, he's out working every day. He has his payroll taxes taken out. He's just doing his thing, just trying to feed his family. I mean, how often does the average taxpayer get audited, and what triggers those audits?
Well, there's a couple of things that trigger audits. And first of all, the vast majority of audits that are done are of the average Joe. You know, it's not the high income earners necessarily.
Really?
The IRS targets people, Joe, where they think they can get the most money. And that's with folks who are ignorant and don't know what their rights are and don't know what the rules are. And so those are the folks that generally get run over. Listen, the high dollar people can afford the hotshot lawyers and accountants to put the IRS through their paces. So the IRS doesn't like to mess with those folks because they want to get the money. That's what it's all about. In fact, you take all 4 million words of the tax code, you can boil them down to just three, get the money. That's what they want to do. Now, as far as targeting folks for audit is concerned, there's a number of ways they do it, but the most common way is through a program called the Discriminant Income Function System. It's called a DIF program. And what this program does, sophisticated computer program that compares every line of your tax return with national and regional statistical averages for a person in your same income category and profession. If any line of that return is out of sync with the averages, the difference is scored. It's called a DIF score. The higher the score, the more likely you are to be audited, because the IRS believes, based on that analysis, that the farther away you are from the averages, the more likely it is that your return is wrong. All right, so about two-thirds of all the returns selected for audit are based on that DIF score. It's not a random selection. The IRS will tell you, well, it's random. We drew your name out of a hat. No, that's not what happens. Sometimes they do that, but it's rare. Two-thirds of every return selected is based on that DIF program. So the IRS knows going in that they believe something could be wrong. Of course, they don't know that until they see your records or it turns out that you don't have any records, but that's what drives the selection process. The other third of the returns that are selected for audit are selected mostly on the basis of what they call compliance initiatives. A compliance initiative is a program that the IRS identifies as being an area highly susceptible to abuse. For example, small business people that don't show a profit in their business, the IRS has a compliance initiative pointed at them to audit them to take the position, so that the IRS can take the position that the business is not a legitimate business, it's just a hobby, and so therefore people don't get their deductions because they're not business deductions, so therefore they can't claim their losses. That's one example. Another example of a compliance initiative is any offshore activity that shows up on a tax return. For the last 10 or 15 years, the IRS has been screwing itself into the ground to try to flesh out all these people that put money offshore. Those are just two examples, but there's dozens of compliance initiatives, and they shift over the years. The IRS changes focus depending on what the patterns of behavior tend to be in various areas.
Okay, just in a real general format, is there stupid things that people do, again, at the regular average taxpayer level that sends up every flag the IRS has? What's one thing that they do that you just shouldn't do?
Well, look, in terms of filing the tax return, it's important to understand that the burden of proof is on the taxpayer, Joe. The mistakes people make is thinking that they aren't going to be looked at by the IRS, and so they put stuff down on tax returns that they don't understand, or they use too many round numbers instead of putting actual numbers down on the return. For example, there are small businesses that might have $3,500 for advertising and $2,200 for their vehicle expenses and $1,700 for their rent. When you got all kinds of round numbers on the tax return, that obviously sends up a red flag. But the single most important thing that people need to understand is the taxpayer's got the burden of proof. Don't put anything on the tax return that you can't prove, because the IRS is going to say, we don't have to prove you did it wrong. You have to prove you did it right.
Wow. And the rounding up, my wife is over here drilling holes in my head with her eyeballs. Because it was somebody. we were always, not just for taxes, but in other areas when you're running through numbers, you just round them up, get them the closest you can.
Sure. But you can round up to the nearest dollar. And you should, you shouldn't put $1,752.13 as your deduction. You can round up or down to the nearest dollar, and that's certainly fine. And in fact, IRS instructions tell you to do that. But rounding up to the nearest 100 or the nearest 500, you know, that just looks made up.
That doesn't work well, huh? All right, so we only got a couple of minutes left. So real quick, small businesses, and I do mean real quick. If a lot of people do in California, they're called DBAs, doing business as Joe's Window Washing Service. Are you better off to do a small corporation, LLC, or stick with this, kind of a small business with a separate schedule?
Yeah, what we're talking about is a sole proprietorship.
Yep.
Versus a corporation like an S corporation or even an LLC, a limited liability company. For the vast majority of people, Joe, that are self-employed, single person out there, basically working on their own as their job, no employees, very little equipment, that kind of thing. Those people are probably better served just keeping a sole proprietorship as opposed to a corporation or an LLC. And the simple reason for that is because the compliance environment for LLCs and corporations is for most people a nightmare. And I can't tell you how many small businesses I deal with week after week after week who cannot keep up with the compliance burdens that are required for corporations, LLCs, any entity really, a partnership, all the rest of that stuff. They have tremendous compliance burdens, and for most people it buries them.
All right, listen, we're up against it. I've had a good time, and the listeners are having a real good time because we're getting some good feedback. Tell people where to get your book, to take a deep breath and relax if they got an IRS letter. Get the book. Get informed.
Yeah, the all of my books are available at my website, taxhelponline.com. That's all one word. There's no spaces of any kind. Taxhelponline.com. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, is my national bestseller. It's helped tens of thousands of people to resolve tax collection problems they thought would never be solved. So if you're dealing with a levy, tax liens, a seizure, penalties, any of those kinds of things, the book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, is going to help you. My other book, How to Wing Your Tax Audit, shows you step by step by step how to avoid an audit in the first place and how to deal with audits.
All right.
If you have one,
we're there.
So we'll
give them the rest afterwards. They don't know what to shut up. Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A whole bunch of craziness coming up in the next hour. Seriously. We'll be right back.